episode of the Lee Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been another week. It's Thanksgiving.
It's kind of Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Holly?
How about what are we doing?
Oh, are we doing something? I was not aware of this.
We are doing Friendsgiving. Mainly because the Netflix revival of Gilmore Girls is happening at midnight on Friday, which is basically Thanksgiving.
Is that midnight UTC?
Midnight PST.
Oh, they did say midnight PST?
Yes.
Well, that's good news for you Australians that love
Gilmore Girls. You're doing the voice thing again.
I'm trying.
It's also good for people in
Europe?
Yeah. I was going to say England.
Wait, does England do Thanksgiving?
No. Baby. Canada does. It's a different day. Mm-hmm. It's in October. And then we do.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure England has a different holiday that is...
I'm sure they do
of
as well.
Similar... areas. Anyways, Kevin and I will be doing Friendsgiving since I want to stay in the area and I want to watch Gilmore Girls. Normally, we would be at Kevin's parents' house right now.
Right. Let's rewind to episode... I want to say...
Oh, a year ago?
Probably.
Where we had to bribe Kyle something. To be on it?
Probably
30-something. Oh, I guess so. It'd be like 40-something. Yeah. Anyways, and we are going to be making our first turkey ever. So that's something.
Holly's first turkey.
Yeah. It's an Ina Garten recipe. Garten.
The Barefoot Contessa.
The Barefoot Contessa. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully it won't explode.
Interesting.
We got a lot going on tomorrow, so that's going to be an interesting day.
A lot of cooking.
Yeah, a lot of cooking. Anyways, so I hope people in the U.S., I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Canada, you already had yours. I hope it was good. Yeah, all right.
The end. Thank you for tuning in to episode...
Yeah, okay, bye! You got anything for me?
No.
No?
No, it's the down season for me right now. You know?
It's the down season for everybody right now. It's time to get those Black Friday sales. Oh, I was going to say something. Oh, no. This is going to be like last week's where I'm just like...
Yes. So speaking of Black Friday sales...
I was going to talk about that later, but...
Oh.
What if?
Arda Wigs?
Arda has their whole week... But I was watching people talk about it. So they've been having sales all week. And like the further the week goes on, the bigger the sale is.
Uh-huh.
But it's a risk because they might run out of the wig you want.
Of course.
So people have been in a tizzy, like, should I wait another day or should I just do it now? And I've seen some people like, screw it. I just did it now because fuck everything.
Right.
You know? Because they're like so nervous. They're not going to have that wig. So it's been kind of funny.
Does this podcast come out before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
Before. Well, I'm going to do it like right after we do this.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Just be careful what you buy, I would say as well, especially electronics related.
Oh, they're cheap for a reason.
Yeah.
They're literally made for Black Friday.
Yeah, there's versions of stuff, like especially the doorbuster things at Best Buy. They make TVs down to a price. So
some
you might be getting
care,
a worse TV for... that price. Yeah, I know, but, you know, yeah, you're paying half the price for TV that you normally would, but it might
What's
only last
saying?
Half as long.
What's your saying?
Buy nice or buy twice.
Buy nice or buy twice.
But sometimes it's so cheap that you can buy 4 or 5 times in place of the one thing, so sometimes it's worth it to buy cheaper. But for the most part, the buy nice or buy twice thing holds true.
And that's Kevin's tip that we talk about multiple times.
That's a long journey.
Shoot, I keep thinking of something and it keeps going
away.
You
need to write it down. That's why these notes exist.
Because I just thought of it and it is like only...
Say it out loud and then that's the only way to...
just interrupt you and be like... Duh.
Well, yeah, because then I'll know it and then there's two people to remind you of what's going on.
Shoot. Anyways, well, speaking of Black Friday, we will be having a Black Friday sale as well.
Oh, no. Are we?
Black Friday through Cyber Monday. So that's November 25th, 2016 through the 28th. All of our shirts will be 20% off, including our new one, which
that just came out.
It's in our shop right now. If you want to look at it, I've also posted pictures on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to see it, V-neck, very nice shirt, very soft, made by the shirt is made by Bill and Canvas. If you've never used them before, they are soft. Just as soft as American Apparel, and maybe even better.
Since they're not going out of, since American Apparel, bankruptcy and all. But anyway, nobody also needs to know the business politics.
Also, Kevin and I are going to be taking a Christmas photo. So if you want a Christmas postcard.
How about a holiday, winter holiday photo
Because we
card.
Won't be decked out in Christmas things.
Yeah, we won't be decked out. But if you'd like a holiday card.
Yes.
That will arrive, hopefully, before.
It should, unless you're obscenely far away.
Yeah.
But it should get there before holiday times. It's Christmas this year.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Because Hanukkah and Christmas will overlap this year.
Oh, all right.
Which I don't think it has in a while. I feel like it's just been around. So, that's cool. I like that.
Okay. I'm down. Yeah, sure.
We have a very interesting idea. We need to take the photo on, like, Friday or something.
We can do that and get it printed and then shipped out. So, if you'd like a card, visit elitecosplay.com/2016card.
You can also just
I'll make that link
you can,
work.
You can email us. info@elitecosplay.com with your email or your
we'll send this card over email. No, give us your physical address
with your physical address or any address you would like to send
PO box.
We will not stalk you, I promise.
Holly will. We won't together, but Holly will wake up in the middle of the night and
I'll just wander over to your house.
If you'd like a Christmas holiday
card. You just did it.
I know, I'm so used to saying it. But whatever. Everybody knows.
It'll just say season's greetings on it.
With lasers.
With lasers. Anyway, man, that's a lot of Photoshop.
Anyway, it should be, if you'd like a physical card with a note from us, maybe.
Hey, boo.
Email us info@ with your physical address.
Did you guys ever get Christmas cards?
Yeah.
You did?
Because my dad runs a business. So okay. People dropped off cards and cookies.
And then it would always
crap.
Have like an update about the family in it.
Yeah.
Did you get those?
Yeah.
Those ones? Okay. We always got Christmas cards that were, like, really basic, like, happy holidays. Like, we always would get a bunch. But Carly, my friend, her family's fridge would be covered in Christmas cards. And they would have, like, these long things about, like, every kid in the family and, like, what they're doing and,
this
like, what accomplishments.
Yeah.
I know. It's exactly what it is. It was just, like, here's a roundup of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that.
That's what I was going to do.
Holly didn't pee her pants this year.
Well, I mean, you can't really start the year from June, so I can't count that. Anyway, yes, I will make a Google form thing that you can fill out online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
What's it called? elitecosplay.com/2016card.
Yes, 2016 card.
Or you can just info@elitecosplay. It's not a big deal.
Either way, it works.
I snoop on a page, or what do you call it? Group on Facebook.
She snoops a group.
I snoop a group. It's called Cosplay Marketing. And
where is this? Is it a Facebook group?
Yeah, it's Facebook. That's what I said.
You said you snoop a group online. That's all you said.
Oh,
you didn't specify where.
Facebook. Anyways, it's called Cosplay Marketing, and it's very active. And the person that runs it, like super runs it, like she's really good at it. And there's a lot of tips and stuff for, and people ask questions like, oh, what can I do to get my Facebook page to get more reach? Or if someone found something that worked for them, they share it and stuff like that. So if you're interested in, marketing at all in terms of cosplay, you can search for it. But I was thinking just cause I saw it today and I was just thinking about like marketing yourself as a cosplayer. And there's some people that are really good at doing this that I've noticed, they cosplay something like as soon as it's announced.
Yeah.
So what's that one over
Zeitgeist.
Sombra?
Oh, sure. Yes.
I mean, she's been floating around for a while. I saw pictures of a con that happened 2 weeks ago and someone already had the full outfit, like the hair, like the shaved, like whatever side, the full outfit. And I was just like, it's just so relevant. And, like, I've seen someone do just, like, something that will, like, kind of hint at being popular, and they'll just do it. And then everybody freaks out because it's so in the moment.
Sure.
And really, it's not, and I'm not talking, like, oh, Attack on Titan was popular, and then everybody did it.
Right.
It's more, like, really
fast. I saw
really
Attack on Titan in Japan, I'm going to do it before it comes to the U.S. That's what I hear.
Oh, sure. You really have to. I think you really have to be aware.
I don't know if that's a marketing thing. That's more of a virality thing. You know, knowing.
But it also, in a way, is popular. What's going to be.
Yeah, sure, because you're the first one to do it, so you have the best search results. But but really, it's just about anticipating trends at that point.
Okay, that's what I mean. I'm sorry for calling it marketing, but in a way, it is marketing yourself.
That's big data.
Yeah.
And AI.
So I thought, I don't know, some people, I've been just, you know, we watch a lot of people on the interweb, and I see some people that are just really good at taking something that is super new and super relevant and just busting it out and cosplaying as it.
Sure.
And I'm like,
sure.
That's a good way. It's a lot of work, but.
But I mean, you make a lot of bad calls too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you really have to know. So you have to, there has to be some breathing room, right? Because you have to let the thing come out and then kind of see what
the general thoughts are on
it. Yeah, what people are excited about. Yeah. So it's really, it's kind of difficult. I don't know. I'm just always surprised, excuse me, when I see someone who, like, something just came out and it's just like, bam, done. And it's like, good cosplay too. It's not, you know.
Well, I mean, a lot of these things also had fan art and anticipation
like the Overwatch one definitely had a lot of anticipation for a really long time. Sure. That character had been known for a while.
But in terms of marketing, I don't know. You know, that's one way to get your name out there a little bit, I guess, is being the first to do something. But, you know, if you do it better, I also think that's a good way to do it, too. And then there's also the people that just... Sorry, lost my train of thought.
That was right in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, just
it's
lost it.
It's gone now.
It's gone. No, well, no.
It's gone.
I don't know of a polite way to say it.
Uh-oh.
But there are people that kind of whore themselves out.
What's another word?
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't want to say it. It's because it didn't make any sense. I might have to cut that out now.
No.
You know, they sell what's not...
Wait, what are you trying to say?
Everything. Lots of things. I'm going to leave it a little bit open-ended there.
I don't understand what you're saying. What was the sentence?
Okay, so it's talking about, like, marketing, and in terms of, like, you know, yes, people who do it first do get some recognition for doing it first, but if someone did it slightly after you and did it better, they will probably get more recognition than you because they did it better, but still at a relevant time. But then there's other people that gain their popularity and virality through just making, like, a bikini version of it and selling the sexuality of it versus... versus doing a good job. And that's not, you know, that's just
a personal preference.
That's
thing,
a personal
though.
Preference thing. That's what I was saying. I didn't want to
see version of something. Is it?
Well,
like,
no, maybe? I know, but this kind of boils down to like a discussion of like, I don't know the best word, the morality of it. I don't know. Like at what point does it become sexuality selling versus talent and talent selling, you know?
Okay, yeah. But do you care either way?
I don't care personally, whatever. People make their money doing whatever. Get that cash, yo. But I'm just saying, you know, it's the cosplay is kind of a weird industry because it plays to fetishes a little bit. It plays to this, it plays, you know.
Sure, I've definitely seen some people who are not really part of the community just doing it because it's a thing that serves another market.
They're just
serving a market. Yes.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Like people who aren't in the community.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that bikini versions of stuff was bad. I don't know.
Sorry, I couldn't word it. I couldn't make a sensible sentence out of it. So bikini version, kind of like nudity hinting stuff like that. That's what I was trying to get at. It was just,
but
like,
by someone who's not
necessarily part of the community as it is, right? They're just there because it's crossing
are
over.
Popular, which is not a problem because summer happens and beaches happen. And
no, and you know,
and in anime, there's always a bikini episode.
There is, yes, but you know, that's yeah.
Okay.
People crossing over using that as a bridge to expand the market.
Sure.
But
there are people that like cosplay in terms of sexuality and showing off, and there's terms of people that like cosplay because the cosplay is made well.
Yes.
So, and those people overlap as well.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't. Yeah.
I think it's kind of different though when you're looking at, like, if I was one of the people that was hot to trot on getting something that was relevant and viral, and it was just a regular outfit, and then another person did it the same but just made it like crazy and like really out there and stuff, I wouldn't consider that like competition.
Okay.
You know, because it's serving a different purpose in a way. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not the same. It's not, I don't know. All I know is that I saw an outfit that I want to make and I showed you on DeviantArt was freaking perfect and it just made me sad. I know people have run into that, like when you Google a character, and maybe not that many people have done it yet, so you're kind of like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it and it's gonna be so good and I'm gonna be the best one, and then someone finally does it while you're making the costume and it's just blow your mind. She's from Russia, I swear to God. The cosplayers in Russia and the photographers just take it to, like, the level is
a different
crazy, yeah. And I don't know what it is. I want to go over there and be like, what, why are you all so good? Why is everybody good?
It's because they have time and dedication.
Is it because the winters are long?
No, they have dedication.
Is it because the winters are long? That's what I was like, over like there. It's just like, I got a lot of time because I don't want to go outside. So I don't know. If you know, please tell me.
It's because they have dedication. It's the mentality. It really is. Like, in China, it's like, it's the whole, it's just like, what you did isn't good enough. Keep doing it until it's the best. And that's what it is. It pushes them. They're just like, I sewed this dress once. It doesn't look good. I'm going to start from scratch and do it again until it's better. So, I think that's what it is.
I have a question for our viewers. And maybe us, too. Would you ever, or have you ever, cosplayed on public transportation?
Like, oh,
like a bus,
sure.
or a subway or a light rail or something.
I mean, we've seen people that
I know people have, but I'm asking the viewers.
Okay.
How would you feel? It is a little, it can be a little awkward. I know people like have gotten over it because
it's,
I've gotten over it now that I'm a little older, but when I was the first couple years of cosplaying, I remember when I went to SakuraCon, I lived near the convention center, so I was just going to walk because it was three blocks away, and everybody was staring at me. It was like, you know, and it wasn't like, oh, I think people are staring at me, and someone's like, no, they're not. No, people were staring at me because I look like a crazy person, and I was walking by myself as well, so it wasn't like there was my friend next to me and I could kind of like be like, we're weird together. But now I'm over it now because I just don't care anymore what people think. But I don't know. How do you, like, the public transportation is kind of funny because I don't know. It'd be funny if someone's just sitting alone on a bus and they're just decked out in this crazy cosplay. And it kind of seems like a scene in a movie. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't take it if I had to carry a bunch of stuff because that would be
insane.
Awful.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Someone was talking about it today and I just popped in my head and it was really, I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, with the invent or the addition of Uber and...
Yes, it's a lot easier now.
Yeah, nowadays it's a lot easier to get around.
If you can use those, yeah. Although it'd be funny getting an Uber as well in a cosplay. Because your little picture, they see your photo.
And then
you're just like, have a wig on and... All this stuff. What are you doing?
Nothing. I was thinking of topics to talk about today.
He Googled Watch Dogs 2. I saw him.
Yes.
What were you thinking
it was about an easy cosplay to do because, like...
I don't know if you'd recognize it, though, because
that's what I'm saying.
Too many clothing options.
Well, that's what I'm... Well, you could do the guy with a wrench. I was trying to figure out the name. The guy with the mask. There's already a video out there about it.
No, wait. There's a cosplay of it? Someone made it?
No. They did a prototype of the mask.
Already?
Yeah.
See, this is what I mean. Yeah. People... It looks like a flexible...
It's a paintball mask.
And it just has... LEDs blinking, and they make like a face.
And you can make the
The eyes blink, and they blink. Like sometimes there's question marks where the eyes are, and sometimes there's little pointy happy eyes.
Yep.
And it changes like every 5 seconds or something.
Yep. Already made it. Somebody did it.
Wow. That's pretty
good. I was
going
to try and do it, that's but now,
see,
whatever.
See what I mean? When
why
someone
do I
does
even
it,
try?
You're just like, oh, man.
I could do it better, though, because what they did, they just took those LED party glasses, the party sunglasses with the slits in it.
Uh-huh.
You can control with your phone, and then they just put it behind a paintball mask type thing.
The slit things that were popular like a couple years ago?
Yeah.
The plastic?
But they have they have ones now that have LEDs on them.
Oh, so he didn't make it.
Well,
he just
took
something that already had LEDs in it and attached it to something.
I literally just looked it up while we're doing this video.
If that's the case, then I'm not so impressed. If someone made the thing and program, like, no glasses, just a mask and then programmed the LEDs, that'd be a little cooler.
Okay. I think it could also be that case too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways. We'll have to take a look. What if I did that? Would you be okay with that? Because then it'd be a really easy cosplay for me. Because then I can just continue to wear my hoodies and then some torn up skinny jeans.
Well, I'm already making you one. Well, making you two.
Then I'll have three.
I mean, yeah, that could be your casual cosplay.
Yeah.
I wonder if people that played the game would recognize you, but I wonder if most people would just think you were just like kind of ravery, because it kind of reminds me of a raver dude.
I can see that.
Yeah. You can go to the rave at Anime Expo and people would be like, whoa.
That's Holly's impression of festival people.
Whoa.
Anyway, we already talked about our store sale.
Yes.
That's happening here.
EliteCosplay.com/shop. They'll all be 20% off for you. You don't have to do anything. You just have to click the checkout button.
Yes, that. And then there's also...
That's it.
EliteCosplay.com/contacts. That'll take you to... Wait, that's the wrong one. Contacts. That'll take you to Pinky Paradise if you need circle lenses of any sort. And you can also support us by going to EliteCosplay.com.
This Week in Cosplay.
/Amazon.
You told me to yell it out so I don't forget it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. See? Now I know. Just couldn't figure out what you were talking about.
See? That's why it's a bad idea.
No, that's fine. No. See? Now I know. And then the people on the podcast are just like listening to me mumble and they fast forward and I'm like, oh, I totally missed that one part of what you said. Anyway. Yes. And if you go to any of those three links, EliteCosplay.com shop, contacts, or Amazon.
They will support us.
They all support us in some way.
Also,
many of the things that we talk about on the show are available on Amazon. Yes.
We'll be going to Orlando in January.
Oh, right. Yes.
January 12th, 13th, and 14th. We'll be doing photo shoots those 3 days. We already have a couple people signed up, but we still need more. If you know anybody in Orlando or that area in Florida, tell them.
Yeah.
There's a referral bonus if you refer a friend. So
yes,
that's something.
More details on it if you go to our website and check out the
EliteCosplay.com/Orlando.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What? Why is he so shocked?
I don't know. Just because the word Orlando, like, I figured it'd be like Orlando 2016 photo shoot or 2017
it was.
Photo shoot.
It was, but it was too long.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh.
Actually, I should probably.
I hope I didn't put 2016 in there.
Ooh.
Because my brain would do that.
Anyway, we'll take a look at that before this.
No, it's fine.
There'll be a cut in right now of the correct link.
It's Orlando. I'm just saying, I hope in the post I didn't like put 2016 to confuse everybody. So, anyways, I'm going to
be This Week in Cosplay.
Oh, yeah. See?
Told you. That's why you yell it out, because then people
This isn't really relevant. We used to have this show in like 2012. Called This Week in Cosplay, and then I was booping on and we stopped it. We did it for a couple months. It was basically like the pre-podcast, and I was booping on Facebook, and someone has a show now called This Week in Cosplay on YouTube, and I was like, hey, it's not an original name or anything, but it was kind of funny, and I was just like, oh, that's all.
So you're saying we should issue a DMCA takedown?
No.
Because we were the original ones.
We were probably not the original ones that had something titled This Week in Cosplay.
Yeah, but we can file.
But I thought it was funny because it was basically the same idea.
U.S. Patent Copyright Office.
Oh, gosh.
It's our trademark now. Actually, do we own that domain? I should buy that domain. Sorry. Continue.
No. Now you've already just yelled it out to everybody.
I'll just buy it right now.
I'm going to read some comments from our video last week. We still have other stuff to talk about, so this isn't the end, but I thought I'd just mix it up a little bit. Destiny Amber said the Kalahari is slightly relaxed about light sands as long as they are not near pools or water. ColossalCon 2015, I saw so many photographers having their light stands so close to the water, it freaked me out. But they made their rule more strict for this year. I don't know if their policies will change, but I appreciate them being a little more strict.
Yes. What about human light stands?
What would happen? Yeah, what would happen if you if you dropped our... Nothing. It would just kill the flash, right?
Yeah, the volume of water, it's not going to be conductive enough to hurt you. You'll be fine. There's not enough power in four.
We don't really. We don't have any wires connected to our flash. It's just Kevin is the flash stand.
Yeah, yeah, no. Double A's. He holds you'll be fine.
Like this. That's people, if they're listening, can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Destiny Amber. I've been curious about that because photography is such a big thing there because it's a very unique place.
Oh, yeah. That, ColossalCon. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was
wondering. Now we have ColossalCon 2 or East in Pittsburgh. No. Somewhere.
No, it's just
Philly.
Some random town. Or, yeah, it's on the Philly side, though, not on the Pittsburgh side.
Right.
That's it. That's what I wanted to read.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. Someone, Tough Tink, told us she's excited we're coming to Orlando. Don't come in the summer months because it's crowded.
Yes. and hot.
Also, the worst weather. Muggy. Spring and fall are ideal. Well, I did winter.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Should be fine.
It'll be fine.
No hurricanes.
True. I forgot about that. I forgot those happen.
Yep.
There is a makeup brand made for cosplay. I believe it's Japanese. Correct me if I'm wrong, people, if you know anything about it. It's called CosCos. This isn't new. I saw this a month or two ago. About a month ago. I think it was newer than-ish. They only have a couple things. They have a foundation, a powder, a lip concealer, a body foundation, and cleansing water. I really want to try these. I think I'm going to buy a couple to review for our YouTube or our site. Just because it's so specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have foundation for male characters and then foundation for female characters, which I'm not really sure what that's about, because skin is skin.
Well, I mean, it could be some people oilier than others, maybe. I don't know.
Sure, but I don't understand what that has to do with gender.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe one's blackface or something and the other one's not. Who knows?
No. They come in, the foundation only comes in two shades. And from what I can see, there's like one. Would you be the lighter one?
Yeah, I'd be the lighter one.
So Kevin would be the lighter one. And there's, and I'm much lighter than Kevin is. So I don't. They're just like two shades of tan.
Yeah.
And one is a slightly darker tan. Right. And that's about it.
What is perfect HD foundation?
I don't know.
High def.
I'll read this. It says two colors you can choose depending on your character. M is recommended for male characters. F is recommended for female characters. There's two.
They're both F.
I know, but there's M. But they're the same color. Anyways, all-in-one foundation corrects uneven skin tones. Yes, that's what foundation does. Dull skin colors without primers. Soft focus foundation with a photogenic finish.
I think this is all just saying the same thing. Matte.
It makes your skin even.
Skin even and matte finish. And
you think so?
Yeah, because I think that's what it's getting at.
Immediate 3D effect with special effects color pigment powder, which gives the impression of three-dimensionality. What? Okay.
AKA,
it makes your face 3D. Your 3D face 3D.
I think
3D 60.
No, it will be 3D. 3D to the 3D, so it'd be 9D.
9D.
Yeah, or 9D.
Enduring for long photo shoots. 9, so it lasts a long time. Moisturizing, high perspiration resistance, and sebum
perfect for us weebs. Sweaty weebs.
Well, it's Japanese, so I feel like they're not aiming it. They're definitely not aiming it at me, because it doesn't match my skin.
I think the 3D-fication is like glitter or some like some type of like contouring stuff inside of it or something. I don't know. Something to add.
Yeah. You put it on your face and it just magically contours your nose.
Exactly.
So that's the description for the foundation. They have two different kinds. It literally says F natural and then M natural, and those are male and female. The descriptions are exactly the same, so I do not think they are any different. They have one that is pure white.
A
foundation that's maybe that'll fit me. Just white.
Someone eyedropper her right now. Here, I bet it's FFFFF.
Or it'd be like FFFFF.
Oh wait, no, sorry.
Two or something. No, like one off of white, like just the one next to white.
Well, it'd be like,
so for the white foundation, it's, you can get white skin tone for cosplaying lighter skinned characters. What would happen if I put a white foundation on you? Like, wouldn't it make your skin like, we need to get this. I'm very curious about this. This is weird.
Do our viewers want it? Would you guys be curious? Let us know in the comments.
They also have a dark one.
Or email us at info@elitecosplay.
They have a dark one for darkers, so you can have darker skin.
So blackface. They want you to do blackface.
No, it's like...
It's blackface.
It's
blackface.
This is interesting. You can get tanned skin tone for cosplaying darker skin characters. If I put that on me, it would look so bad. It would look so bad.
We already have foundations.
It would look
that
so bad.
This
is, yeah, you could just,
you can just
if
take
you
my
really
foundation and it, put it on
yes,
you and
if
see what
I
happens.
I do have a foundation for Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
No shame.
They have a powder. It's called Clear Rank Up Powder. It's melt free.
These are a lot of.
I did not know powder melted. Shine free, and it's moisturizing.
See? Called it, matte.
Soft focus powder with a photogenic finish.
Matte.
Immediate 3D effect.
Matte with sparkles.
Enduring long term photo shoot. They have a lip concealer which makes your lips the same tone as your skin. Which really, you could just take your foundation that you use and.
You could just hit
lips.
It with some green first, though, to get the color correction taken care of.
That's true. Lip balm based concealer.
I know
it's kind to
this
your.
This is all I hear.
It's kind
all
to
day,
your lips
every day.
What?
From Holly.
Makeup.
Makeup stuff.
I like makeup.
Yes, but now I know that you can slap.
Trying
green.
To read these crazy descriptions, though.
Okay, keep going.
I wonder how successful this is. A lip based concealer.
Yeah, how long have they been around?
To your lips. I don't know. That's what I've been trying to figure out.
What's their website say? Go to their About Us.
I will.
All right. Anyway.
Easy application in a tube. Good coverage with just one application. Lots of skin-loving moisturizing ingredients. Enduring for photo shoots, eating, and drinking.
Wow, that's a bold claim. That's
that
a bold claim.
To the fucking test.
Kat Von D can
just like
barely hold up to a Chipotle burrito.
Slap a pizza, like the grease side.
You can't see this if you're just listening to the audio on the podcast.
Well,
but Holly's doing something very suggestive with this post-it note. It's like a dangling piece of pizza slapping against her lips, gently caressing both edges. Yes. Okay.
Slap a piece of pizza and just let it sit there for a bit and then see if it stays on. I think pizza, sandwiches, and burritos are the ultimate test for anything on your lips.
Okay.
Burgers. I guess that's a sandwich.
If you guys have any makeup for any particular kinds of makeup brands or anything you're curious about, let us know too. We'll try to get a review or a video of that done for you so you can watch it. Hollywood.
There is the last one I'm going to read.
Okay.
Are you ready? It's the body foundation. It's white.
Okay. It's only 100 milliliters. It's pretty small. For body?
Yeah. Maybe. I think it looks like lotion. Anyways, it's just this body foundation. So to me, that would be like... color like tinted, so your skin tone would be even.
Yeah.
It says light and non-sticky texture, spreads easily over your skin, ultimate waterproof, specially designed for cosplayers, natural finish helping to cover up dull skin and uneven skin tones, soft focus, trans color powder formula can make your arms and legs look slimmer.
Okay, see, these are some bold and ridiculous claims.
Moisturizing to prevent. And then there's a makeup remover, and that's it. That's their line. It's called Cause. Makes your arms and legs look slimmer.
I think it's saying because it's making it whiter, it's like lifting the exposure on it and kind of making it try to drop away into the background or something.
I think this is owned by a company called Liberta. Yeah, they seem to be a beauty body like conglomerate type thing. So I don't see anything about when they yeah.
Okay, anyway, do you have anything else before we get too derailed trying to investigate this cause brand?
No, that was it.
All right.
Oh, I'm going on their Facebook now.
Thank you for tuning in to the 75th episode of the Lee Cosplay Podcast. I'm Kevin, and this is Holly. We'll talk to you. We'll share an experience with you again after Thanksgiving.
So the M's are different than the F's. Do you see it?
You.
Sorry. Hi. Bye. Oh, happy Thanksgiving for people in the U.S. Did you say about the Black Friday?
Not again, no.
Wasn't listening. LeeCosplay.com/shop Black Friday through Cyber Monday. 20% of all your shirts, including our new one. There's 3 shirts now. Whee! Okay. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay.